News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Pope Leo XIV has called for artificial intelligence to be disarmed and made human-friendly in a major piece on the ethical challenges raised by the boom of the new technology. Charlie Taylor, technology and innovation editor of the Business Post, is with us. Charlie, the Pope having a go at AI was not something that I ever thought would be a topic of discussion, but it isn't that he's done it in passing. He has put the focus squarely on the threat of artificial intelligence.
Absolutely. This is even more radical than someone suggesting they don't like barbecues. I mean, this is very full on. I mean, when Pope Leo was elected, he warned straight away in the days after he was elected, he came straight out and said, that AI is the biggest threat to humanity. And effectively here in what's called an encyclical, which is a major text that he's delivered, which, I mean, it covers everything. He's really doubled down on this. I mean, he has gone full on for saying, you know, he's denounced the culture of power driving AI. He talks about everything, the manipulation of politics through deep fakes, the threat to jobs, the use of AI in war, concerns over a new digital colonialism. I mean, he really goes for it.
Now, he may be right on many of the concerns that he raises, and undoubtedly he is the Pope, so he carries some influence. Does he carry enough influence to make any difference?
That is the big question. And so far, the reaction has been muted. I think this is one of those things that it's going to go down very well with the public, because, I mean, we're not seeing it so much here as yet, but in the US, there's a real turning against AI from the general public. We're seeing it in protests about data centers. We're seeing it with job losses. And, you know, whether, you know, there's a whole issue of whether AI is really being used to do away with jobs, or whether it's just AI washing, as they say. But regardless, there's a real turning against AI from the general public. And I think this will hit very well with the general public, because there's that sense of, like, we have no control over what's happening. This is something that's happening to us. Now, the reaction, though, from politicians and the tech community has been fairly muted, despite him kind of really putting it up to him. You know, I mean, he's warned against, you know, the use of autonomous systems to bring us to war, all of these things. He's hit out at Silicon Valley, kind of going, we can't let Silicon Valley choose our future and decide our future for us. So he's hit really bad. But, you know, I saw he's obviously had difficult dealings with the Trump administration so far. Vance and others kind of took him down a bit when he talked about Iran and said, you know, pipe down there, Pope Leo, essentially. And, you know, so far Vance has just said he's looking forward to reading this. Tech bros and so on have mainly been muted, though, saying, you know, yes, it's good to hear the Pope talk about this. And of course, we have to kind of be very serious about AI, but nothing really big time that you kind of go, okay, they either support this or find a problem with it. David Sachs, who's a well-known tech investor and was for a while the White House AI czar, I mean, he kind of summed up really how our people are. He wrote on X that the Pope is right to say that AI should be a tool that helps humans, not one that leads to domination or exclusion. That's it. I mean, that's, you know, that's says nothing really. I mean, that's kind of like voting for Christmas, you know. I mean, it's not a bad thing, you know. So there's nothing really so far that you kind of go, okay, you know, politicians and tech bros are going to stop what they're doing and kind of go, hold on, the Pope's right. Let's rethink this.
Charlie, thank you very much. Charlie Taylor, technology and innovation editor of the Business Post.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.